Hey, how are you, Ed?
Good. How are you?
Just a little shook still, you know. Just in shock still, you know. It hasn't hit me, and it won't for a while, you know. I mean, we're starting to see some pictures of, you know, people that were killed. I think that's when it's going to hit home, you know. Luckily, our staff that was there, we all got out and are accounted for. So, it's one of the, you know, if there's a good thing about this, you know.
So, Mike, if we could back up for just one second, what was the, the reasoning that all you guys were there? You had a whole team there. I imagine you gave away tickets. Can you kind of tell us, you know, what brought you there?
Well, every year around that time, there's a 3-day, you know, the Route 91 Harvest Festival. Some of the biggest names in country music were there. And we were there last year, same thing this year. We were there all 3 days. We were backstage interviewing the artists. And then we had our promotion staff, like, out in the actual festival with our tent, and we were handing out, you know, free stuff to some of the people that were at the festival goers, basically. So, yeah, we were out there all 3 days. I probably should have been gone by then because I do mornings, and I had to be up at 4 o'clock, but the staff was convinced to hang out a little bit longer. And it was, you know, Jason Aldean was the headliner that night, and he had been on stage for maybe a half hour. And all of a sudden, we were sitting at the tent, all I don't know, it was 5 or 6 of us were there, and he just heard what sounded like, I thought it was fireworks at first, and I thought it was weird. It was like 3 pops. I believe it was 3. You know, it's kind of like a daze right now, you know. I believe it was 3 pops, and it sounded like fireworks. But I looked up in the sky, and there were no fireworks. I'm like, why would they have fireworks going off while he's on the stage? You know, maybe it'd be before or after. But then after that is when you started to hear the rapid fire of the gunshots, and that's when people started running. Where our tent was set up, we weren't as close to the main stage where the big crowd was, so we were like basically an open area, so that's where everyone started to run to get away from what was going on. And we didn't have any idea where it was coming from. I thought it was someone in the festival, you know, so we just started running, and we all kind of got separated. A few of us ran into, we were right by the bathroom, so a few of us ran to there. Some people were hiding in porta-potties. One of our techs was like, we're getting out of this, you know, jump over the fence. So there was a fence in there, and that's when everyone started to try to climb on the fence. People were, you know, fighting to get over the fence because everyone was just scared, wanting to get out of there. When we got over the fence, that's where I lost them. So I was basically by myself running through, like, a dirt parking lot. And people are just, you know, crying, screaming, no one knows what's going on, and you can just continue to hear the gunshots. I mean, it went on for about a good 10 to 15 minutes, and it just sounded like a movie or a video game, you know. I posted a video on my Instagram page, and it's on our website too now. They've shared it, and it's hard to even listen to it now. It's just it seemed like it went on for so long, and I shot this video a good 5 to 10 minutes after the first shots were fired, and when I finally got away far enough that I felt like I was safe, and the video that I shot, you can actually see the muzzle flash from the room where he was shooting. I didn't notice it at first, but when I posted it, someone pointed it out to me, you know, because I didn't even know what I was shooting. I was just shooting in the general direction of the festival and Mandalay Bay, but you can see when I zoom in, you can see there's the flash of the gun and where the room was, and you know it just seemed like there were so many rounds. I think I heard something today was 1,000 rounds total that were shot, but where we were, I didn't see anyone that had gotten hit. We, like I said, we weren't closer to where the stage was, where the big crowd was gathered. So, you know, luckily for me, I didn't see any of that, but I know plenty of people that did, that had to run away and saw bodies and you know, blood everywhere. It was just
unreal. So, Mike, about how many employees of the company were there, and at what point do you try and all reach each other to see if you're okay?
right after, I was immediately on the phone texting and calling people, seeing where they were. But it was, you know, at that time, everyone's on their cell phones trying to call whoever they were with, you know, so it was hard to get through to some people. But pretty much after I shot that video, I was on the phone with people that, you know, finding out that they were okay. I would say there was, including me, 5 or 6 of us that were at the tent at that time. And we're all accounted for. One of our promotions girls, actually, her car was in that lot behind where I ran through. I didn't know where they were, so I just kept running. But I guess she was in her car there, and they told her to leave. She got out on the road, and I guess there was an off-duty cop there, and he got a couple people that were shot in her car, about 4 people, she said, and she took them to the Sunrise Hospital, and then she went back for more people. And so she's pretty much a hero. I guess I took the cowardly route, and I got to my car and left. It was, you know, I think I was just in shock. It was just unbelievable. I finally got to Las Vegas Boulevard. I don't know why. My car was at Mandalay, so that was my first thought, was get your car, get the hell out of here. So I basically walked back towards where the shooter was, you know, but you weren't even thinking, you know. I just. All I was thinking was to get to my car. So I got into Mandalay Bay, and they were evacuating Mandalay Bay. But I didn't know why. I didn't know that the shooter was in there. Like I said, I thought he was at the festival grounds. And they were evacuating. I was like, why would you kick us out of the hotel when there's a shooter out there? Little did I know that he was actually in Mandalay. So they evacuated us, and I just kept walking towards the parking garage, got in my car, and I was out. No one stopped me or anything. So I went home, and I turned on the TV, and didn't really sleep that well last night. So.
Sure. Well, a lot of the coverage points out of how quickly the first responders and the police and the fire were all there. Can you talk about that a little, what you saw?
Oh, man, the cops were out in full force for sure. There was a line of cop cars when I was pulling out and getting onto the 15. It was just cop car after cop car after cop car coming down. And even when I was walking across Las Vegas Boulevard, there was a cop that had already stopped traffic there with a big, I don't know what kind of gun, but he had a big gun in his hand. And it was crazy because, like I said, we thought at first there were multiple shooters. I heard there were, you know, people were texting me, finding out where I was, and they were giving me whatever information they were hearing, and they were saying that possibly there was someone at New York, or someone at Caesars or Bellagio. You know, we didn't know how big this was. And while I'm walking across, before I got across Las Vegas Boulevard, it was a white car that went flying down Las Vegas Boulevard in the wrong direction, on the wrong side of the street. And the cop actually pulled his gun and was about to fire, but he didn't. I guess that maybe there was people on the street or whatever. But so I thought maybe they were part of it. You know, I don't know what happened with that car, because I just, like I said, I went in to the hotel and was just trying to leave. But yeah, the first responders, it was instantaneous.
It looked as if Jason Aldean continued to play for a little bit, even after
they said it was
shots
12
in the video.
Yeah, they said it was 12 seconds, I think, that he kept playing, because, you know, he might have had ears in where he could only hear himself singing or the band, you know. And I think he got off the stage pretty quickly. I think no one, after the first couple pops, I thought it was fireworks. No, I don't think anyone realized what was really happening. And then when you heard that rapid fire, it was clear what was going on, and people started screaming and running, and that we just took off. You know, I actually had one of our old coworkers that used to work here. She was on stage while Jason Aldean was playing, and they ran, and they ended up at the airport in a hangar. There was like 50 people there, and she said that she had to walk over bodies, and she said there was blood everywhere, and, you know, so. It's just unreal.
Like most people will never, thankfully, experience something like that. It's just got to be crazy what you're going through.
Yeah, it reminds me. And I was in New York when 9/11. You know, I was there. My brother's a cop in New York. So I've experienced that, and it kind of, unfortunately, reminds me of that kind of thing where this is going to change our lives forever. You know, I don't know if many people, like, I saw someone on the news today that said, she's like, I'll never be able to go to another gathering like that with that many amount of people. You know, this is going to change the way festivals are run, the way, you know, I don't know. And like, we had our Fox affiliate here. She came in the studio today, and she's like, it's never anything been like this, where someone had, like, a sniper vantage point and just mowed people down. It's just it's unbelievable.
Well, Mike, we're glad you're okay, and everybody from the company's okay, and I really appreciate you taking the time to talk with me.
Yeah, thank you, man.
All right, take care.
All right.